We are embarking on a journey for the next 40 days, and we know the destination, Easter, April 12th. We know the promise, we know how the story ends and the gift of resurrection, and yet our lives are busy, and we take little time to pause. So this Lent, I invite you to slow down, to enter the story. Not just enter it with your mind, but with your mind and your heart. Because while we know the destination where we're going to Easter, none of us knows the journey over the next 40 days. Between now and April 12, any number of things could happen to us, changing the trajectory of our lives. Now, some might find that sense of the unknown exhilarating, and some might find that terrifying. But tonight, as we enter the story, we do so first by preparing the canvas of our hearts. Tonight, we began by confessing our sins. Sin, that's a heavy word. What I mean by sin are those things that we do or don't do that block us from God, that block us from love for God and love for neighbor. I wonder, have any of you ever been gutted by sin? Have you ever experienced the full brokenness of sin in such a profound way that you have been brought to your knees? Some sin is a very real part of our day-to-day lives, and we don't talk about it every day. We don't always sit with its reality, but we live with its reality. We live with the brokenness every single day. And the psalm that was written tonight, Psalm 51, is a psalm that was written by David when he was gutted by sin. He had everything: power, he was king, the respect of all, he had a family, a life, and yet one day he was on a rooftop patio and he saw a neighbor woman. She was married, she had a husband, and one sinful choice after another shifted the entire life and future of King David. Sin. Now, David and Bathsheba seem like strange characters to bring up on Ash Wednesday, and yet the ancient editors of the psalm say that David likely wrote this after he confessed his adultery, after he confessed the sin of taking another man's wife and murdering her husband. Now, David wasn't brought to his knees on his own. The prophet Nathan called him out on his sin and held him accountable. And then this powerful psalm was written, exploring the depths of brokenness and the depths of grace. It's heartfelt. I can imagine the psalmist on his knees, distraught, writing these words, "Oh God, have mercy on me." David is coming face to face with the reality of a broken relationship with God and with all those in his life. We didn't read the beginning of the psalm, but Psalm 1, verse 51, verse 1 begins this way: "Have mercy on me according to your steadfast love." The Hebrew word for steadfast is chesed. It's the sort of love that will not let you go, that holds on even when you're in a hard, dark, awful place in life. And as the psalmist begins this confession, he is reminding God to be God. A God who is faithful, a God who is forgiving, even through the worst times in life. Now, you and I are not King David. We haven't murdered, I don't think. But we've all murdered in our hearts. We've all struggled. We've all sinned. We confess that every single week. We all have stories of brokenness and struggle. And yet, like David, we too long to be in relationship with a God who is faithful, who is loving, who is just. And like David, we need to remember that we are not God. And so this psalm reminds us that we're not in control. We're not God. We need a God to come and transform the canvas of our hearts, to give us the gift of grace, which wipes that sin clean, which creates in us a new heart upon which God's story of love and grace can be painted. And that's why we're here tonight. We have to begin our Lenten journey preparing the canvas, receiving God's forgiveness, starting with a clean slate. Because over the next 40 days, any number of things can happen. God's at work in our lives day to day, and who knows what God might transform or how God might be at work in our lives. And so we begin this journey by confessing our sins, but also by acknowledging that we're dust. We're finite. We're not God. We gather to be reminded of dust and God's faithfulness. We also are reminded of what God can do with dust. God creates out of dust. The book of Genesis reminds us of that. God loves to take broken things and make something new out of them. And so as we begin this season with a smudge on our forehead or our hands, it's a testimony to what survives. It's a witness to what abides when everything seems lost. It's a sign that we know and love, and even though we are reduced to dust, we don't disappear. And God's love is even there in the dust, transforming it, ready to make something new. God's love can't be destroyed. God's love is most basic to who we are. And so during this Lent, we will be led by love. This love will write on the canvas on our hearts and will create in and through us, through our brokenness and our joy. Because praise God, we follow a God who can create something new. But first, we start with dust. In the name of the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer of us all. Amen.